Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Coach's Guide to Teaching by Doug Lemove is a sports coaching and instructional methods book that argues a simple but powerful idea: coaching is fundamentally a form of teaching. Known for his work on classroom practice, especially Teach Like a Champion, Lemove brings the science of learning and evidence-informed teaching into the world of sport. Rather than focusing mainly on tactics, motivation, or team culture, the book examines how coaches help athletes understand, retain, and apply skills. Its purpose is to give coaches a practical framework for planning instruction, communicating clearly, and improving performance through better teaching. The audience is broad, ranging from volunteer youth coaches to professional staff, because the central problems of explanation, practice design, and feedback exist at every level. What makes the book distinctive is its attempt to connect educational research with daily coaching decisions, treating the field, court, rink, or gym as a serious learning environment where clear methods can produce better long-term development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, coaching as a teaching profession. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that coaches should see themselves not only as leaders or motivators, but as teachers. This reframing matters because it shifts attention from charisma and inspiration toward how learning actually happens. Lemove argues that the same questions that matter in classrooms also matter in sport. How do people absorb new information? How do they practice it effectively? And how do they improve over time? By making this connection, the book challenges a common gap in coaching literature. Many resources explain strategy or technical details of a sport, but fewer address the teaching act itself. Lemove fills that gap by showing that the coach's job includes sequencing knowledge, checking understanding, building habits, and making complex ideas learnable. This perspective also helps explain why great coaches are often distinguished less by the amount they know than by how well they help athletes acquire that knowledge. The book, therefore, treats coaching as a craft that can be studied, refined, and improved through evidence-informed methods. That makes it useful not just as a philosophy of coaching, but as a framework for everyday decisions in training and competition. Secondly, using learning science instead of coaching myths. Another important theme is the book's reliance on the science of learning rather than tradition, intuition, or untested coaching habits. Lemove argues that sport has often been shaped by strong opinions, inherited sayings, and motivational slogans that sound convincing but do not always help athletes learn more effectively. His alternative is to draw from cognitive science and educational research in order to make coaching more precise. This does not mean turning sport into a classroom lecture. Instead, it means recognizing that memory, attention, repetition, and retrieval affect athletic improvement just as they affect academic learning. Ideas such as spaced practice, careful review, and the conditions under which knowledge sticks become highly relevant to the training environment. The book presents these principles in ways intended to help coaches design better sessions and avoid inefficient instruction. This evidence-informed stance is one reason the book has been well received by readers who want more than general inspiration. It gives coaches a way to think critically about why certain methods work and others do not. In a field where custom and authority can dominate, Lemove's emphasis on tested learning principles gives the book intellectual seriousness and practical value. Thirdly, knowledge, curriculum, and long-term development. The book also stresses that effective coaching depends on a strong base of knowledge and a deliberate curriculum. This is a significant point because coaching is often discussed as if success depends mainly on energy, culture, or game day decisions. Lemove argues that development is stronger when coaches intentionally map what athletes need to know, when they need to know it, and how that knowledge builds over time. In this view, coaching is not just running drills or correcting mistakes in the moment. It is the structured design of learning. A curriculum in sport may include technical elements, tactical understanding, habits of attention, and the language athletes use to process performance. By emphasizing curriculum, Lemove pushes coaches to think beyond isolated sessions and toward progression. What foundations must be taught first? What ideas are too advanced if earlier knowledge is weak? How can practice be sequenced so that athletes retain and transfer what they learn? This topic gives the book unusual depth within sports writing because it treats player development as an educational process rather than only a competitive one. The result is a more organized and durable model of coaching, especially useful for those responsible for developing athletes over months and years. Fourthly, shared vocabulary and clear communication. Clear language is presented as one of the most practical tools a coach can build. Lemove gives special importance to shared vocabulary, meaning a consistent set of terms that allows coaches and athletes to communicate efficiently about complex movements, decisions, and standards. In many sports settings, confusion arises not because people disagree about goals, but because they lack precise language for discussing what they see, what a shared vocabulary reduces that friction. It lets a coach name, techniques, patterns, and corrections in a way that is memorable and usable under pressure. This idea reflects LaMove's broader interest in precision. If athletes hear vague instructions, they are more likely to misunderstand or apply feedback inconsistently. If language is specific and commonly understood, practice can move faster and corrections can become more targeted. The value of this approach extends beyond technique. Shared terms can shape team culture, attention, and collective understanding of what good performance looks like. For that reason, this part of the book has been especially noted by readers as highly useful. It shows that communication is not just a soft skill in coaching, but a structural element of learning. Better words can create better thinking, and better thinking can improve execution. Lastly, feedback, trust, and the conditions for improvement. Feedback is one of the book's most important practical concerns, and LaMove treats it as a highly nuanced part of coaching rather than a simple matter of correcting errors. Good feedback must be timely, precise, and focused on actions that can be improved. It should help athletes understand what to change without creating confusion or defensiveness. This is where the book connects technique with relationships. LaMove emphasizes that feedback works best in an environment of trust, where athletes believe the coach is committed to their growth and where correction is understood as part of development. Without that foundation, even accurate advice can be resisted or ignored. The book also highlights the importance of framing feedback constructively, criticizing actions rather than attacking people, and avoiding vague commentary that offers little guidance. This makes feedback not only more humane but more effective. In sports culture, coaches are often praised for intensity, but intensity alone does not guarantee learning. LaMove instead focuses on the quality of the information being given and the relational context in which it is delivered. That approach helps explain why some athletes improve steadily under demanding coaches while others shut down. Feedback in this account is both a technical skill and a relational practice. In conclusion, The Coach Guide to Teaching is best suited to coaches who want to become more deliberate and effective instructors, not just better organizers or motivators. It can serve youth coaches, school coaches, private trainers, and high-performance staff because its core concern is universal: how to help people learn. It is also valuable for readers outside sport, especially teachers and leaders interested in how learning principles transfer across settings. The practical benefit of the book is clear. It gives coaches a better way to think about planning, communication, curriculum, and feedback, all grounded in the idea that athletic development depends on sound teaching. Intellectually, it offers a persuasive bridge between education research and sports practice, encouraging coaches to test assumptions and rely less on slogans or inherited habits. What makes the book stand out in its category is that it addresses a neglected question. Many coaching books explain what to teach, but fewer explain how teaching itself should work. LaMove brings unusual clarity to that problem. He does not reduce coaching to formulas, but he does provide a disciplined framework for improving it. For readers who believe coaching should be studied with the same seriousness as classroom instruction, this book is a distinctive and worthwhile contribution. If you would like to support Doug LaMove, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.